Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Motan Sproul. It's such an honor and a pleasure to see you guys on tonight. Everybody's packing the house. Everybody's ready for the ageless one. Yes, that is awesome. I just want to say before we get started, because the ageless woman herself, Annette Larkins, is in the studio. So before we bring her on to do her thing, to give you some accurate and thorough information concerning her lifestyle that she has chosen, she has the dubious distinction of being labeled the ageless woman. You got your pencils and paper ready tonight? I got mine ready. I'm ready for some tidbits, some tips. Some information that can help me be the best me I can be. Did you do your part to make this a beautiful day? I did. It was an awesome day. I thank and praise God for all that he allowed me to accomplish in this day, because I do realize that it's in him that I live, move, and have my very being. And I am ecstatic tonight about my guest that's going to be sharing with us tonight. I know you all invited somebody on from the showroom switchboard. Hey, you guys did exactly what Dr. D asked you to do, and that was to share. Sharing is caring, and you definitely did that. These area codes, I've never even seen some of these area codes. I am ecstatic. Before we get started, let me share with you that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we're here every Tuesday sharing accurate and thorough information that will enable you to take control of your health, okay? I am an ND. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm an ND. And that means that I'm a naturopathic or naturopathic doctor, whichever way you want to say it, it's fine. This simply means that I use natural modalities such as prayer, herbs, whole food, good water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. And we know that it will do that. I am also a certified raw chef. I also hold certifications in nutrition and herbology. And I am a dry blood cell analysis. And I'm saying all that to say this: your good health is my business. Your good health is my business. That's why I do this every week. You're the reason I am here. And I just want to encourage you all, if you have questions tonight of our guest, Annette Larkins, the ageless woman, then I'm going to ask you to just press the number 1 on your telephone handset, and we will be able to bring you in so that you can ask your question. You're going to want to have your pencil and paper, because you're going to want to jot down her website information, where you can get her books. Listen, this is wisdom. We have wisdom on the line tonight. A lot of us have been doing raw foods for some years, but this woman has been doing this for some time now. So it just makes good sense to just get some accurate and thorough information. Write down some of these things that she's going to be sharing with us tonight, because you are in for a treat. So without further ado, I want to just introduce her. Oh, I want to mention also that you can feel free to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. This is a website that I've set up to help share, get the word out. We got to get the word out. And did everybody hear about the recall on some of the nuts that Whole Foods has been selling? You know, are you up to date on the news of the GMO products that Whole Foods is selling, and they're selling them under the disguise of other products, and they're not making it known to the public? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on, so it would behoove you to know what's going on. We got to know what's going on in the land today, people, because there's some shady stuff going on. You often hear me say the revolution will not be televised. You got to be out there seeking, so that you'll know what you should put in these body temples that belong to the Lord. So without further ado, I want to just introduce to some and present to others my guest for this evening, Annette Larkins, all the way from Florida, the ageless woman. Welcome, Annette, to Here's to Your Health.
Well, I am delighted. Thank you so very much, Dr. Doris. I'm very delighted to be here with you. I think what you're doing is certainly worthwhile, and you're sharing, and what you said about sharing is caring. We're in total agreement with that.
Yes, definitely. Well, I know, you know, from the looks of the switchboard tonight, there's a lot of people that are just happy that you're with us tonight because we've got a packed house tonight.
Okay, so that's great.
Isn't that wonderful? So to get started, tell the people a little bit about yourself. I know in your bio that it says that you were born actually in, like, I think it was North Carolina, but
that's
you
nice.
Did live in Detroit for a while before moving on to Florida,
mm-hmm.
and that's all good. But we want to know, now you've been doing this healthy lifestyle as far as vegan and raw for about how long now?
Well, I became a vegetarian in 1963 at the age of 21. That's how it all began. It had nothing to do actually with health, though. The interesting thing is that I just began to abhor the taste, the touch, the smell of dead animal flesh for some reason. It was a Saturday morning in 1963, and my family, my husband and two boys, had for breakfast bacon, eggs. We had, I don't know, I'm not sure whether we had two or three meats. My husband was, he owned a butcher shop at the time, and so that afforded us the opportunity to have however many we wanted to. So we would generally have at least two meats for breakfast, and we had the grits and the eggs, you know, that kind of southern meal that people do, and we had all of the gooey stuff like the, what was jam, I think, on toast and butter, and so all of that stuff. And interestingly enough, by noontime, I had taken chops out of the freezer to thaw out for the evening meal. And while I was checking the progress of the thawing chops, something happened. It seemed like it was all of a sudden that I looked at those thawing chops, and for some reason, my life changed, actually, because I just did. The idea of putting that into my body was just totally disgusting. And that was the actual beginning. I did not partake of any dead animal flesh from that moment on. Now, in retrospect, I recognize that it didn't happen all of a sudden as it had appeared. Really, it was a compilation of, well, over the years, it's just that my individual composition dictated that it would culminate for me where it has now, but I had no way of knowing that. I remember eating ham hocks, and the little jiggly fat would come out of it, you know, the side of the ham hock, and I would go, yuck, momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I continued to eat that, because what did I know about eating anything else? I mean, meat was the thing to eat, and I always tell people that I came up in a household where hog was king, because my mother fed me everything that the hog had to offer except its squeal, and sometimes she tried to get that in. So that was just, it was like, well, what are you going to eat? So I continued to eat the meat, and that's the way it was until that particular Saturday afternoon in 1963. That's where it began for me. So that after that, of course, I remember 2 weeks later, I tell about this in my first booklet, Journey to Health. About 2 weeks afterwards, my husband and I were sitting in the dining room, and I told him that I had something to tell him. And when I told him that I had not had animal flesh for 2 weeks, and I never intended to eat it again, well, he looked at me in total amazement and asked, what's the matter, honey? You think you need to see a doctor? And, of course, I fell on the floor with laughter because his response was just so funny to me at that time. Of course, I understood when I picked myself up off the floor from laughing that it was quite strange that I should feel this way because we both thought I loved meat. But you just never know what's going to happen in this life. And so that's how it started out for me. And then the next phase for me was abstinence from refined sugar and flour. Then the next stage was giving up the eggs and the dairy products. And Then it eventually came into the kingdom of living foods, as I call it, live and raw. And that's where I found myself. That's where I am now.
That's awesome. I think it's really amazing and very apropos as to the stages that you mentioned. It didn't happen all at once. There were stages. And a lot of times that's exactly how it does happen. I know that's how it happened with me. You know, I was just coming off of a spiritual fast. And I said, well, I didn't want to eat anything really heavy because it was kind of late in the evening. And I had been studying, like, vegetarianism, but I didn't. It was nothing that I thought I would be partaking of, you know, like that particular day. But then all of a sudden, in me not wanting to eat anything heavy, I said, okay, I'm going to eat a salad. And one thing led to another. And that's why I think it's really important to encourage people to start where you are and, you know, don't try to walk in somebody else's shoes. You know, the good health is a journey. Am I not correct?
Positively. And that's why I called both of my booklets, the first one, Journey to Health, the first one, and then Journey to Health 2, the second one. There will be no doubt a Journey to Health 3. So, but that's
wonderful.
It. And, you know, the thing is that some people can go cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those cold turkey people, but at the same time, it wasn't just one particular thing, so that we're talking about a journey. And so that's why these different phases, because when I gave up the dead animal flesh, that was it for that. But that wasn't it for all of the other things. Because people used to ask me, well, what do you eat, when they found out I was a vegetarian? And I said, you know, it was like I had excluded everything from my diet. Well, absolutely not. The world is composed of animals, vegetables, and minerals. So I had only excluded one-third of the animal's composition, the world's composition from my diet. So it is a matter, though, some people, I tell people, you take steps. You don't try to do everything at one time, because you can sabotage your efforts. Now, you have to determine whether you're one of those individuals who needs to go cold turkey. If you can go cold turkey, of course, you know, you do that. But are you one who needs to be weaned? And if you're one who needs to be weaned, you don't want to try to go cold turkey, because you will sabotage your efforts for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. So in those days when you started, you know, I remember a friend that I had years ago, and when she told me, I mean, this was like 20 years ago, and when she said she was vegetarian, I thought, wow, I thought just like everybody else thought, well, what in the world do you eat? But you'd be surprised how well we can eat, like you said, just excluding one-third of the world's composition, food composition, and that's flesh, you know? So what inspired you to want to take that leap from, okay, now you've excluded the animal flesh, so now you're going on further, the white flours and the white flour and the products and the sugars and things. What propelled you into going even further with this quest, this health journey's quest?
Well, first of all, I felt the difference when I had excluded the animal flesh. I felt the difference because I was very subject to catching colds. Someone would come around me with a sniffle. I always said they may pretend to be sick, but I would show them how to get down really, really sick. I mean, I'm talking about the eyes, runny nose, you know, the watery eyes, everything. And I would get in bed. I was always catching colds earlier on in my life. And when I gave that up, I noticed that really I began to get more energy and less colds, and there was changes that I noticed. And so these beneficial changes prompt me. Of course, I am a bibliophile. I read. I have to read like I breathe. I mean, I have to read. And so the reading material that I came across at some point led me further, knowing that, I correlated. It had to do something. The feelings that I was receiving from each change I made, I noticed something different. Subtle as it may have been, there was something different. So that was the really thing that propelled me was the fact that I felt a difference. And in my reading, I read that the white stuff, all that white stuff, well, and the dairy products were mucus forming. You know, of course we need some mucus. I mean, that's normal to have mucus in our bodies, but an excessive amount, of course, is no good. So then I thought, okay, this makes sense. And each time I did something differently, I felt differently, better.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what it was. That's what propelled me to go further onto the path I had taken without recognizing that what I had done initially, it did not have to do with health. But the next step that I took did have to do with health, and I was very glad of that because a lot of people, if they know anything about me, may know, and certainly many people are buying my materials. So in the first booklet, I really talk about the fact that my mother died at 47 of breast cancer. Her mother died at 36 of breast cancer, and my grandmother had sisters who met their demise of the same illness. And so that's something that was genetic. But if it was all just about genetics, I would be genetically dead because they all went young. And I am 70, and I have not experienced any of those things yet, so we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but thus far, I have maintained.
And I think that is just so awesome, too, Annette, because, I mean, just looking at your picture, I see why they call you the ageless woman. I mean, I could not believe it when I saw your picture that this lady is 70 years old. I mean, I have a friend, and she's in her 70s, and she's always telling us that she has no pills and no ills. And I said, oh, my goodness, you have got to be on the show tonight to listen to this, my guest that's going to be on tonight. How was the transition as far as your family was concerned? Because you also had children too, right?
Yes, because as I said when I started out, it had nothing to do with health. Had I known at that time what I know now, I probably would have done things differently. But my children were actually raised. I used to cook two separate meals, one for me and one for my family. And as I said, because it didn't have to do with health, I mean, I didn't think it was fair of me to subject my family to an idea that I had seemingly suddenly come upon. So mm-hmm. I continued to, you know, give them what we all had at one time, and that's the way it went. So there was no transition for them. And later on, of course, everybody has seen the health benefits, so that they had wished, really, that I had done things differently with them, but I didn't because, as I stated, you know, my thinking wasn't even there in the health arena, you know.
So where's your husband at this point? Is he on board or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay.
That's where he is, somewhat. You know, he had told the original reporter that did that, what I call the shot that was heard around the world, because that particular video just went viral, and everybody from all over the world, you talk about Slovenia, Ireland, Iceland, Japan, China, all over the world, people are making contact. And he had told Tanya Rogers, the first reporter, that when I say the first reporter, I mean, I've been certainly interviewed before by reporters, but this particular situation, he told her that he thought it was too late for him. However, he told another reporter that he thought that he was going to start doing some things differently, and he did. And when he did, of course, he found out that it was much, much to his benefit that he did, because where I tell this story, and I do like to shout it from the rooftop, because I think people need to know the difference in adding fiber to your diet. When he started, and he's always had a problem with constipation, he doesn't mind me telling this at all. He's just glad to be going to the bathroom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He always had problems with constipation, but when he decided that he was going to get his feet wet, and when he put his feet in the water felt fine, and he was eating the raw food, the third day he started making bowel movements on his own, where I previously had to give him enemas in order to make, you know, it had come to that point where he just was not going on his own. And this has been going on for years. And so after eating raw for 3 days, like I said, he started going to the bathroom so on his own. So, of course, that has made a difference, and he knows the difference. And though he ate for a while, he just ate raw. But, you know, sometimes it's difficult for different people. And so he has gone back to eating, but not like he was. So, as I said, he has come on board to some degree.
That's outstanding. Listen, so what are some of your – now, at this time, you are totally raw. Am I correct?
Oh,
you're
totally raw
vegan.
I have been totally raw. Well, when you say totally raw, for example, on my DVD, Annette's Raw Kitchen, I show people how to prepare a rice dish. But this is rice that is the black rice.
Yes.
Is there something else that they call that? Well, anyway, you know what I'm talking about, that black rice, and which is really not a grain, it's a grass. But at any rate, I tell them people how to do that. Now, I don't eat that on a regular basis, but it has been what do they do to that? It's like they do something to it where it's, you know, so I don't cook it. I let it puff up. But listen, I'm just about as raw can be.
Okay.
Because I don't cook anything. So
what about the dehydrator?
I've been that way for ever since I started, you know, and which is going on 30 years. I've been a vegetarian for 50 years, but a raw foodist for 30. So, I mean, it's like every now and then I'll have something that may not actually fall into the realm of food. Although I'm not cooking it, doesn't mean that something hasn't been done to it previously. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the dehydrated foods? You know, there's a lot of raw foodists today, raw chefs, if you will. They do a lot of the dehydrated foods and things like that. There's some. I know there's one lady, her name is Ellen Livingston, and she's really against a lot of the cheesecakes and the chocolate cakes and the dehydrated foods. Where do you stand on that level? Do you do any of the dehydrated foods and things like that?
I do. And again, what it is that because it's removing the moisture from the food, and I don't really find a problem with that if you do it at a level that is not invasive as to the enzymes of the food and all of that. The thing is, again, I don't eat a lot of that either. But even, again, on my DVD, I show people how to prepare dehydrated foods. Mm-hmm. Because if you keep it down, I don't think. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's like a religion. You're going to find differences.
That's
and
right.
People have to search for themselves and understand there are certain universal truths, but then there are things that are unique to ourselves, and we have to kind of I don't think we should be confused by it. It's certainly, you know, people make decisions whether they're going to have dehydrated foods or not. And I would say certainly whatever anyone has to say about it, a dehydrated something is better than a cooked to death something. So, you know, there you have that. But I'm not against dehydrated foods. No, not at all. I just don't partake in them in a lot of times. But I show people how to prepare them because, number one, we can talk about how great it is to pull an apple from a tree and eat it rather than cutting it up. Or of course, the closer you get to nature, the better it is. But let's get real. I can go in my backyard and take a pepper from a bush and say, here, bite into this. Yummy, yummy. Isn't that great? Isn't that good? And then people are going to look at me like I'm crazy because you can't take a person from potatoes and meat, you know, cooked potatoes and meat and expect them to just jump right in to eating something from a bush. so that we have to be sensible and have to be real about it. And people making transitions, maybe they'll want to go where they eventually won't eat dehydrated food, and maybe they'll eat them sometimes, and maybe not. Whatever the situation is, I think we have to give people choices, you know, and you have to bring people over into the fold by giving them something that is familiar to them. And if you and you can do breads and crackers and all that stuff, dehydrate them, and it gives it so close to what they're accustomed to having. So no, I'm not against dehydrated foods.
Exactly. That's fantastic. So now, what are some of your? I know that you grow a lot of your own vegetables and things. Am I correct?
I do. Yes.
In your lovely backyard.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
yes.
It's interesting because the backyard, now we own different properties, but our home, it goes up, so it's a lot of house, but we don't have a lot. We're on a lot. You know, we're not like on an acre of land. But the thing of it is, I tell people I know how to stuff a space because I grow in containers, and I use the space that I have in my yard to grow what I need to grow. So, you know, it's just a matter of planning and organizing, and you can get a lot out of something which people may not think that you'd be able to do just by planning it properly.
And you truly know how to do that, Annette, because I saw one clip interview you were doing, and you were walking the reporter through your yard, and I said, oh, my goodness, this lady has a farm in her backyard. And I saw it was awesome, the beautiful collards and all of the herbs and different things. It was just amazing. In fact, it gave me some ideas for my backyard.
Well, that's
so
great.
It is.
Like
so
I
listen,
said, I
just,
know how to stuff a space.
you truly do. And I just want to let the listening our listening audience know tonight, if you have any questions, you can feel free to press number 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll bring you in. And you can ask questions of Annette, you know, if there's something you want to know concerning her healthy journey. So if at this time, please don't wait until 2:05 and everybody gets to press in number 1. You know, this take advantage of it while we still have time.
Bring
so
on
Annette,
the questions, huh?
yeah. So listen, what are some? Do I know you do seminars and things like that as well?
No, I don't do seminars. I have opted not to do seminars or classes. When they get my DVD. That's a class in itself, okay? I do everything
great.
On that DVD. Not only is it instructional, it is entertaining as well because I sing. I do everything but tap dance. I said maybe the next one I'll do that. But I make fun of my little boo-boos, you know, the little mistakes that I make or whatever. So it's entertaining as well. But the thing about it is that's your own personal class. I don't give food classes because people have asked me that, but the DVD gives you the instructions there, so you get that. And I don't do what I do, radio, like I'm doing with you, and television and written interviews, because I feel that if I were to answer all of these calls for speaking engagements that I've been given, then that's going to take too much out of me. And I'm feeling that if I'm unhealthy, how can I speak to people about health? So I'm not trying to overfill my plate, you know.
Exactly.
So I don't do the seminars or anything like that. I used to do the speaking, and sometimes at some point I probably will pick and choose and do something, but I'm not going to be running about the country doing that because I have too many other things I'm doing. I do have a life, you know, outside of
and a quite busy life, too, I might add, huh?
Positively. You know, it's funny because originally I was doing this more like a hobby kind of thing, you know, all talking to people from different countries as well, but not like now. But you know, just in selling my material. But it was more like a hobby. I consider myself a lady of leisure. It's funny that at 70, I asked somebody, "Aren't I supposed to be retiring now?" I'm doing it backwards, you know. It's like I'm working my can off now. But it's all good. I have embraced the challenge. I'm enjoying it. And as you see, I'm a talker, so I love talking to people, and I answer my own telephone. When people call, they are shocked. But, yes, I do, because you know what? I know, Dr. Doris, that when people call, they want to speak with Annette Larkin, so I oblige. I acquiesce, and here I am.
And I was so surprised by that. I just knew I had your secretary or somebody, and when I asked to speak to you and you said, this is she, I was like, oh, wow, cool, you know? So
yeah,
listen,
I have a
tell our listening audience how they can get all your information you want to give at this time, how they can get your DVDs. And
all they have to do is, as far as going online, Annette Larkin's my name. They don't even have to put in the www anymore. Just put in the address bar, Annette Larkins, and that's spelled AnnetteLarkins.com. That gets them to my website, and on each page on the website, there is my telephone number, which is 305-238-1169. That's 305-238-1169. So I'm always willing, and I offer people, I tell them after they've gotten their material if they order. And I talk to people even if they don't order because, listen, it's not about the money. I'm in a profit-making business, yes, I am. But I, you know what, when I put out my first book 12 years ago, Journey to Health, it was $4.95. Guess what? It still is $4.95. The second one I put out 2 years later, it's $4.95. I'm not trying to break anybody. I want to share information like you. I know that you're dedicated and you feel good about what you're doing because it's rewarding when you know that you have helped somebody make a step in the right direction. I tell people I want them to be like I am, jumping out of bed 5:30 in the morning, ready to meet the day, with a smile and an attitude that are conducive to making myself better and enabling, that enables me to make those around me better. So, you know, it's certainly, I know these are hard times and all of that, but, you know, we just can't think just about money. That takes us in a whole different realm.
That's right. That's right. Money answereth all things, but you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. And like you said, yeah, it's all about the passion to want to see others, you know, healthy and whole and complete. We don't have to be sick. You know, we don't have to live on this earth. We can actually have an abundant life right here. And that's why it's so important to me that we share, you know, share the information. A lot of times people ask me, they say, well, you know, why would you have someone else come on? You're a raw chef. Why would you? Because she knows, may know something I don't know. And I, like I said, I have my pencil and paper here, too.
You have a quest for knowledge like I do.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
The thing about it is every day that we live, there's something to be learned because we can never know it all.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. Okay, guys, listen, this is your opportunity for those of you that may have a question or a comment. This is your time to press that number one on your telephone keypad, and you can come in and ask Annette any question or make a comment even if you'd like. And we do have a comment or a question coming from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris and Annette Larkin.
Hi, I am so excited. I am so excited. I'm so
734, happy. Is that in Michigan?
Yes, it
is. Uh-huh, yes.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
I am so happy because I started going to the health store about a week ago. And I the word got passed to me by Evangelist Henderson. And I am happy to hear you. You don't even sound 70. You sound so young.
Oh,
good.
She doesn't look 70 either.
She sounds so good. Can't wait
to
get
know,
my...
Well, you know, somebody said to me, what's your name?
My name, Mary.
Mary. You know,
Mary
somebody,
Hill.
Somebody asked me in an interview, this was a written interview, I think, what do you think when people say that you defy your age. How do you respond to that? And I'm saying, well, I don't think I defy my age. I think this is I am exactly where I should be. Why shouldn't I be vibrant and filled with health and vitality? And shouldn't we all be there?
Exactly. Yes.
So it's nothing. It's not, you know, to me, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be because I have that attitude for one thing, and you know, and I do what I'm supposed to do to take care of myself, and that's what it takes, doing what you're supposed to do to take care of yourself. So you too, Mary, can be the same way. It's there for you to get. People talk about secrets. There are no secrets.
Mm-mm. I like the way I had breast cancer, and I have constipation problem, and from listening, I'm learning something.
Okay.
And it sounds good. I will be getting your books. I will be getting everything to help me out.
Okay, that's what it's about, doing what you need to do for yourself to make yourself better. Because, you know, people say to me, oh, you're going to live to be 120 or whatever, whatever. And I'm saying, oh, that'll be fine if I'm psychologically, physiologically, and spiritually sound. And that's what it's about. And if I can't be those things, I ask, what's it all about, Alfie? Because, you know, it's just very important to me. I build my own computers. And if I want to do that at 80, whatever, I want to be able to do that. And I think I can if I just continue on in the same vein that I'm doing now. I don't see any reason why I can't do it, you know. And it's very important to me to be healthy, to be, you know, able to get around and vibrant and all of that. And it's just people... people will take the time to devote to themselves, it's possible to be where you want to be at any age, I think. I really do.
I often tell people, I say, you know, we just have to understand that what we put in will get out of it. And if we become so... a people that's so complacent, a people that's so stagnant. It's just like you said, as far as why shouldn't you be the way you are at 70? It's because we've become accustomed to the mindset of thinking that as I get older, I'm going to get weaker, I'm gonna have pains, and I'm going to hurt, and I'm going to do that. But it doesn't have to be like that. Like I said, my friend... Dr. Laney, that's always telling us, I have no pills and no ills. To see this lady, the way she travels around the world and, you know, preaching good health and preaching, you know, taking control of your health, it is simply, when we came together a couple of years ago, we hadn't seen each other for a while, and when she shook my hand, it almost took me down to my knees. The strength that she has in her body is just phenomenal. And that's what this could be the norm for everybody. Mm-hmm. You see, like you said, I read in your bio, I think it was, where you said in that, you know, we're digging our graves with a fork, you know?
Yep. Hospitals are full of people who are digging their graves with their forks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people have to come to recognize, though. I mean, you know, it's difficult because when you watch television, you're bombarded with all of the fast food, all of the foods that are actually destructive, that are debilitating and all that. And people get accustomed to doing that. And this is one of the problems because people get accustomed to following the drumbeat of others, you know, and instead of finding out what's good for yourself and doing the right thing, you know. So it's just one of those things. It's a perpetual syndrome that people fall under, you know. And I just think that people need to start taking responsibility for themselves because if we don't, we'll go down under.
Yeah. It's like the blind leading the blind.
Indeed. So, Mary, did you have a question?
I just like what I hear. I'm so happy. I'm just can't wait to get started.
All right.
And I bless my sister. She is such a blessing that brought you to us. I am so happy y'all met.
Well, I am so happy you tuned in tonight. And you be sure to go to Annette's website and get her book, purchase her book, purchase her. Is your DVD? Your DVD is on there too, right?
Yeah, it's a DVD. And there's a bundle. It's called a bundle. The first offering is a bundle, and that consists of the DVD and the booklets. And what that does, I mean, just tell your listening audience that when you get the bundle, you can order anything that you want separately, but if you get that bundle, it prevents you from having to go back and forth. In other words, if you were to order the booklet or the DVD, and then you go, and then it'll say continue shopping, you go back, and then you get the booklet, and then you get the you go back and you get the other booklet. Well, if you get that bundle, that stops you from having to go back and forth. So that's what it is. And as I told you, the booklets are $4.95 each, and the DVD is $29. So together, that's, since you're in Michigan, Mary, that would be $43.85. That's what it costs outside, because you don't have to pay taxes in Florida. You know, that's where I am. But it's not an expensive package, and it's something
it's
to help along. People love the DVD, as I said, because it's instructional and entertaining as well. But the booklets are encouraging and inspirational. And I say that based on what everybody – that was my intention, but everybody says that they're inspirational. So they'll keep you going, let you know that you don't – you know, you go at your own pace. You're not in a race. And it just gives you some guidelines. Because let me tell you this. If I stood outside of myself and looked at myself prior to 1963 and looked at myself now – it's like looking at two entirely different people. So I understand those people who in a particular mode and feel like they have to have meat. I get that. I've been there. But the thing about it is, like I told you, looking at where I am now and where I was, it lets you know that it's possible. It's possible and it's beneficial. So, you know, just that package will help you to understand where I, because I tell in the first booklet where I was, where I am, and how I arrived at where I am, and let you know. It tells you, gives you family history of my mother, like I said, my grandmother and her sisters. I mean, diabetes, cancer, hypertension, all of those maladies run in my family. And I, at this particular point, have escaped them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Other people can do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So I want to encourage everybody tonight, go to Annette's website and get that bundle package. I'll be getting the bundle. So let's encourage each other and let's help each other. It, like I said, it's all about helping yourself. See, and then as we help ourselves, then we can help others. It's one thing they'll tell you when you're on the airplane, the flight attendant will say, you know, when the masks drop down, put your mask on first.
That's
put yours on first before you help somebody else. So let's help ourselves, and then as we help ourselves, we can begin to share what we know with others. And that's what this is all about. Mary, thank you so very much for calling in tonight. And you know, come back. Don't let this be your last time. Come on back and invite some others to come on with you.
Thank you, Mary, and I wish you the very best, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I want to encourage you guys. The time is getting away from us, so if you have any questions, this is your time to press number one on your telephone keypad, and we can bring you in. So now, Annette, what are some of your favorites? I know we all have our favorite foods, our favorite what are some of your favorite foods that you like to prepare?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It depends on my mood. At the time, sometimes I'll get on to one thing particularly, you know. I mean, I basically try to make sure that every day, well, if I don't have them, it's like I jones for them, you know, like people.
I know about that.
For them. I have to have greens of some sort, dark green, leafy greens. It's like my body will crave them if I don't have them for, you know, a couple of days, unless I'm fasting, because sometimes I will do that. and then I, you know, I don't really desire it at that point. But basically that's what I'm into, the greens, you know, having the greens. But favorite, it differs. It just differs. I eat according to what I desire, as long as it's in the realm of being healthy, and that's basically all I eat is healthy stuff.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
okay.
I don't know any, because I don't eat anything that's cooked, and I don't, you know, so that leaves out all of the gooky stuff, you know, the cookies
mm-hmm.
and the what have you. But it's difficult to say, Dr. Doris, as far as favorites, because, like I said, sometimes right now, you know what I'm having right now, which is a favorite of mine for the last 3 days, I've just been on to spaghetti, but it's zucchini spaghetti, where I use the spiral, you know, the spiraling, you know, to make the zucchini look like spaghetti, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then I had this really great sauce that I made, spaghetti sauce that I made, and so I've been on to that for the last 3 days. Now tomorrow it'll be, you know, I'll go into something else, but it changes, you know, it just
yeah.
varies from day to day,
yeah.
from week to week, you know. Whatever my mood is.
Uh huh. What's one of your favorite smoothies? Your green smoothies.
Well, I'm not really into smoothies that much, quite
mm-hmm.
frankly. I do the wheatgrass, you know, because I grow my
okay.
own wheatgrass, and you know, an ounce of wheatgrass gives you probably about 5 pounds of vegetables. I think, you know, so I will do that. Have that as, and then I do my, I have my noni juice, because I grow the noni plants, and I'll have my noni juice, and I'll have my, but as far as the green drinks, you know, I don't do a lot of green smoothies, as some people do. I do the wheatgrass juice, and I
just
get a lot of green.
I'm sorry.
No.
I just love your shake your banana shake.
Oh.
I love that.
Yeah, people, and heaven only knows what gave me the notion to do that, but people like that. But yeah, that's on the DVD. It goes, you know, because the actual what you see on the internet is like a teaser kind of a thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't just, you know, give you all of the ingredients as it goes along. But it's on the DVD. But you know, but you do get the little song in the teaser.
yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah,
so listen, for those that's interested in getting started, like Mary says, she can't wait to get started. What are some little pointers or some little Hershey kisses, I call them, you know, that you'd like to give to the people this evening as to starting this journey?
Well, first of all, before it's kind of a repeat, in other words, to have people to get into it. Some people say, well, where do I start? Well, if you don't start with my material, you can start with somebody else's, but you need somebody who has been doing it in order to guide you. And that's what I tell people on the DVD, to use me as a guide, because I don't really consider myself a chef, quite frankly.
Okay.
I just prepare the food. I know what I like, and it turns out that what I like, other people liked, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I say, first of all, you if you get that material, that's a package that will encourage you. It will show you what's available in the world of the Kingdom of Living Foods. And so that's a starting point there. But as far as, you know, I mentioned in the first booklet, I quote Og Mandino, who wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World, and he says that failure will never overtake you if your determination to succeed is strong enough. And I follow that with one of my philosophies, which is, it's on the same vein as that. I just elaborate a little more, and I say that you first determine your goal, then you find out the necessary steps in order to achieve that goal, understanding that there will be obstacles, but they're not insurmountable. If you have to crawl under, climb over, go around them, or hit them smack dab in the middle, the idea is to stay focused, and the eventuality is that you will achieve. And every time I say that, I say it with bald fist raised above my head in the symbol of triumph, you know, because
yes.
I truly believe that it is true. And so people have to understand, you know, and you take steps. And that's what you do once you've accumulated or once you have taken one step and you've been successful with that, then you feel good about it. You feel, okay, I did that, I can do this, and you move on, and you do not know where those steps will take you. So, you know, you have to think about things like that old cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day. And you go at your own pace. You're not in a race. Of course, this person is definitely ill or, you know, in a state where they need their pace needs to be faster, then of course you do that. But I'm saying ordinarily just do what you're going to do at a rate that is comfortable for you and understand that you don't want to, as I said before, well, I say if you stumble, don't beat yourself up, straighten yourself up and refocus. And I say that in the second booklet, I believe it is, in the 12 helpful hints, because each booklet does have 12 helpful hints. And, you know, it's just that you want to you take the steps that you need to take. If you want to have a raw day, a raw meal, or whatever, do it the way it's comfortable for you. But keeping in your head, though, that you are going to move forward, whether you fall, whether you stumble, whatever, you have it in your mind that you are, and that's where it starts, really. If you don't get it together, I don't care what you're doing in this life, if you don't get it together psychologically, if you don't get your psyche in order, it's not going to happen. So that's the first place you start.
That is awesome. Oh, give our listening audience your info again so that where to go for those that tuned in kind of late, and your website information, everything. Give it
Annette
to them
Larkins
at this time.
Is the website address, Annette Larkins, that's A-N-N-E-T-T-E, my first name, last name Larkins, LARKINS.com. That's all you have to put in the address bar, AnnetteLarkins.com, and the telephone number is 305-238-1169. That's 305-238-1169. I welcome you. Join me in a journey to health.
Thank you so very much, my sister. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege. We have been honored tonight to have you on Here's to Your Health. And I wish you the very best that God has to offer. And it's really been a privilege just speaking to you. Just I am so thankful that our paths crossed. And we'll be talking. We'll be talking.
Well, I thank you so very much for having me, and I just want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is worthy as well. And, you know, we're in this together. We're trying to get people.
Are.
We know the feeling. We know what it feels like, and we want other people to experience in what we know to be true. It's the way to go if that's what you're looking for. I'm really not about preaching, but I am about teaching. And, I don't try to convince anybody who does not wish to be convinced, but if you want what I have to offer, jump on the bandwagon. Let's have a fantastic ride. Thank you so much, Doctor, for having me on.
Thank you so much, Annette. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Well, I'd like to tell you guys, thank you so very much for tuning in. I know that you enjoyed this every bit as much as I did. And it's been awesome. So I want to encourage you, go to Annette's website, AnnetteLarkins.com. Get her material. Get the package. This is about, you know, helping each other, supporting each other, you know, Why not? Go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth. There's going to be some upcoming things I'm going to be doing, an upcoming raw class for those of you that's interested. So get in that package. So by the time you come to my class, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. When I talk about we're going to have raw spaghetti, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? So thank you so very much for joining me tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you that took time out of your busy day to stop on by Here's to Your Health. We're brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And good night, sweet dreams, and God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, God bless.